Zok the Gemara in Gittin, Rabbi Akiva Eger quoted, the Gemara says, say, return to Tefillin and Mezuzah and Shekasvah, Min, we spoke about Masr, an informant, Ayve Kechavim, a guy, the Eved, and a slave, Isha Vekatan, the Kusi, the Yisrael Mumer, Psulim. Why? How do you know? Why are they all puzzled to be a seferim of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah? Shneemar, because the pasuk says by Tefillin, and we learn from Tefillin, we extrapolate from the parasha of Tefillin, Ukshartem, Uksavtem. There's a hekesh between the Kshira of Tefillin and the Ksiva of Stam, of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Kol sheyeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'ksiva. Anyone who is mechuyev and obligated in Tefillin, yeshno b'ksiva. Kol sheyeshno b'kshira, eina b'ksiva. Stamazai Rabbeisai, I want to give you a little treat. Something that many of you have been talking to me about and want to know. So let's just, it's the opportune time, let's just see this Beis Halevi. Based on this Gemara, the Gemara concludes that a woman is puzzled from writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. But one of the Tarryag Mitzvahs is what? To write a Sefer Torah. We're all obligated to write a Sefer Torah. The Rush holds that you're Yotze with Ksiva Svarim. What? The Shagazari, what Ezra's pointing out, is the Shagazari that we spoke about. What?
But if you just like write letters also.
So that's a Shaila. If you're Yotze with just writing a letter. It's not so Pasha. So the Minig's like that, but to be Yotze Lagamre, it's not so Pasha. You don't own the Sefer Torah, you don't own it, you did a Maitz Ksiva, could be according to some Rishonim, maybe you would say, but not so far.
You have to write it, why can't you be someone to write it? It's like you're writing.
You can.
You could be Maman Eshliach, but you have to pay a fat check.
$50,000.
Yeah. Okay, we're not all investment bankers.
Okay.
So Rabbi Isai, here's my Shiloh. The Gemara just said, the Gemara in Gittin only told you what? That a woman is a what? The woman is what? Let's find out. What did the Gemara say? Puzzled to write a Sefer Torah. But now I have a different question. Is a woman obligated in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Oh, so sorry. What Ezra said, we learned the Shagas Aryeh in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, the Shagas Aryeh, when did we learn Sanhedrin? 4 years ago?
Three.
3 years ago. So Sanhedrin, by the way, Max, we're doing Eni Yodea tonight in the shul, Daf Yud Zayin. Comes up again and Daf Yud Zayin. Any idea? You might want to drive in. You might want to drive in. So 9:15 followed by Marv, 10 o'clock. Why am I talking about this? Oh, so the Shagas Aryeh Taina is that we don't know about the Chaseris and Yiseris, so all our Sefer Torah are apostle. So the Lamaisa, there is no mitzvah Sefer Torah v'zman hazeh. But the Minchas Chinuch disagrees, and the Minhag Olam is not like that. Whatever the reason is, that's actually the shmuz I gave in Shayashiv. That was what to answer for that Shagas Aryeh. But here's my Shaila, Rabbi Yisai. Are women obligated in this mitzvah? So Zok the Shagas Aryeh, again, this kasha is not this is an independent question. When the Torah is mitzvah, a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, whenever it's Nogea, assuming it's Nogea today, and even if it wasn't Nogea according to the Shagas Aryeh, historically it was Nogea. Are women obligated in this mitzvah? So I would tell you what?
No.
I would tell you, of course they are. Against all of you.
If they're puzzled, why would they?
Because what? Because it's not a mitzvah saseh she'az man groma. And that's what the Shagas Aryeh writes.
But
it's not a mitzvah saseh she'az man groma.
How did you do it?
Exactly like Ben Fried just said. Hire someone.
That's like you're writing, no?
What about the
Ukshadah? I'll ask you a kasha. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Mila? To be mild their kids.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, women are not.
Wasn't wearing Kedushin say? Chav Tesam and Aleph. It's on a pilot. How do you know? Yeah, but how do you know? What's the pasuk say? Kasher tziva. Oso below osa. Right? Right? Good? A woman who does a bris mila. Kasher or pasul?
Kasher.
That's what he just said. Great kasher. Gemara in the Gemara, what the who is kosher to do a mila? Where do you learn the mucker for a kosher to be do a mila? As Brisi Tishmor or Himol Yimol? Machlekes in the Gemara, if a woman is kosher lamila. Frak the Gemara, how can you say a woman's not kosher lamila? Tzipora did it. So the Gemara has two answers. Either Moshe Rabbeinu finished, or I forgot the other answer. Well, no. The Gemara has a different answer. Fine. Moshe Rabbeinu finished.
That's a Chassidish answer.
See, this answers have to still stem with the
Gemara. Rabbi, figure
it out. Because the already in parts of Masechus on ground,
you can't do it on Shabbos.
It's not a Masechus on ground.
It's
not a Masechus on ground.
Goes against
the
Yeah, so
that's not a Masechus
on ground.
Why not?
Why choose it?
Because the mitzvah is still naig on then. It's just like you have an impediment.
You can't write on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not that inherently in the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that's. That's what the Rishonim speak out. This is as far as Mitzvah says on Grama. So,
there you go. So
Rabbi Yisai, so the fact that a woman can't pull it off, I'll ask you another kasha, Rabbi Yisai. A guy who doesn't have hands. Taisi Rishonim writes like this in Erev. A guy who doesn't have hands, is he putter from the Mitzvah of Mila for his child?
No.
Yes, you should ask someone else to do it.
A lot of other, but...
Right? Right? The Taisha Shanim asks about a Gidin. Right? So what? You'll have other ways to be able to be Rekai or Mitzvah. I'm not a Sefer. Good, so there's still a Mitzvah. And you always hire a Moyal anyways. You're not, you can Rekai your Mitzvah anyways yourself. Good. So everybody say, what's the Teretz? So why does the Rambam write in the top of the Beis HaLevi? Sounds like it's kol ish v'ish. Only men. Why is that? Not being scared to argue with Rishonim. Roaring like a lion, the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh ran in there and roared like a lion and said, the Rambam's wrong. Avad, this mitzvah is a mitzvah to write out everything because it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma. You'll tell me, but according to the Rush that says your Yotze was Svarim Bismanazeh. So what? So he says here, because of Shama Oid, skip to the end of the paragraph. Dafilu das Harosh, this fearly the Iker mitzvah's Ksiva Sefer Torah, who could they Lilmod ba? And even if you want to tell me the mitzvah is Yotze through Talmud Torah and that's why you're allowed to write Svarim is Manazeh, you don't have to spend $50,000 according to the Rosh. And Shailu Alocha, if we paskin like this Rosh, take a look at the Shach and Ilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah. Machlaikas la'alacham, no sekelim there. But what? So he says, so women also have their mitzvahs that they have to learn. So women make birkas ha'tayra every morning. Are women chayavas and birkas ha'tayra by side? Yeah. They have to know nida, they have to know kashas, they have to know shabbos, they have to know halachas. So even al tamat tayra they're chayav. Even if you want to, vinishvi, maman of shach, zakta shagazari. Maman of shach. Listen to what the Beis HaLevi says. And the reason I'm doing this Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Yisai, is for you guys to understand shtickel shmooze, because we did this sugya to understand the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talk to Beis HaLevi. It's true. They have to say Birkas HaTorah, and they're mechuyavos to learn the halachas that they're chayav. Let's see the last paragraph. The last of the two columns before the last final thing. V'ad dekatzav al-ogur de-la-smag mevarchas Birkas HaTorah af al-gav de-kasavnu de-gam la-smag ina mekaymes shum mitzvah bilimudu mekomokom nicha shaper da-nira de-kavonas al-ogur hu b'derech acher. The Svirulei La'Ogur, what does the Ogur hold? The Noshim Yecholos Levarchos Birchas HaTorah V'Afal Gav De Ptura. even though she's putter from Talmud Torah, no one is going to tell you a woman's chayv in Talmud Torah. It's beferish a gemara that a woman is putter from Talmud Torah. Yet the Ugger says, she still says Birkas HaTorah. Ukumod mevarchus al kol mitzvah saseh shazman grama afagav depturos hua din lebirkas HaTorah. Just like when they sit in a sukkah, according to Ashkenazim, they make brachos, even though they're putter. That's the psak of the Rabbeinu Tam against the Rambam, Ashkenazim Ramah against the Mechaber. That women make brachos because they're Mekayim a mitzvah, even though they are putter. So listen to what he says. So too, Birkas HaTorah. Raktavas al kadaita, the Torah shayni mikol mitzvah saseh shazman grama. The b'chol mitzvahs afugav deptiri yikomakom haleka yisure imhe mekayim amosim. Aval b'tayra ikka yisure. By Talmud Torah, there might be an iser for a woman. K'damrinun, the chol amelameid bitoy Torah ki'ilu melameid tiflis. The Gemara says in Saita, a person who's melameid bitoy Torah, Schultz, I don't hold anything back. Chol amelameid bitoy Torah ki'ilu melameid tiflis. V'zeh shekosav ha'agr v'zeh l'shona. And this is what the Agr says. And even though women are not obligated, what? And it's not just the cheshbon of regular mitzvahs that they're not obligated here, but here it might be worse. Below od elishakol amalamid bitay Torah peirush da kol avichad kushyadim kain ha'ina doma klal shar mitzvahs shezaman grama. Mikom kam areihem chayavos lomar parshas karbanos. They have to say certain things, and therefore they have to make birkas haTorah for that. Koshken last mag, the chayavos limon mitzvahs hanogus behen, perish the chayavos limon kadesha te daheach lasos, and the smag adds on, and they have to know other mitzvahs in order to know what to do. Imkein ha'apshita dalzelo koi hach de ki'il lamanda tiftos. Tari adaraba, mechuyeves hein. So when it comes to the halachos that they have to know, adaraba, they're obligated to learn that. And it's not melamdo tiflos. Beshaper mevarchos, afogad de'ena mekaimas mitzvah belimud. The cave and is barbly muda leka mitzvah sase klal. Hare bevade de nucha loimer de mushum hochi. Ein alea mitzvahs esse shalksiva sefer Torah. Since their limud is only so that they know the halachos, zokta beis alevi, that's why, according to the Rambam, they're not chayiv in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Because their limud is only a chetimtzah for knowing what to do and how to do it. But if they have the mitzvah of the etzim limud haTorah, which has no shaychus to practicality, which has no shaychus to knowing exactly what to do, but is rather what? V'agisa bo'yomim bo'layla kodshim zroim, things that have no shaychus to a lamaisa, that's what's going to determine whether or not you have a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Do you have a shaychus in v'agisa? Not do you have a shaychus in yediyas haTorah, zok the beis alevi. K'mo de chazin and de lay mishkach zek gemar b'chagi tam al mad de chayavas b'hakel rak mishum de ba'is lirsh of a low mishum limud. You see from all these gemaras, they don't have a shaychus to the limud in the etzem limud. Zok the beis alevi rabbi say, that's what the beis alevi proves, that there's a difference between yediyas haTorah and limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is not, what do I come out with? What's my maskona? Bottom line, what do you need? What are you showing? Limud haTorah is harving. It's working. Is esek haTorah. Is toil in Torah. Is even if there's no nafkamina lemaisa, I still am going to learn. Mar says in Menachis, the Talmud came to his Rebbe, Gemara there, Rabbi Shmuel, says, I finished Torah. Can I go learn Chachma Yevanis? So the Gemara says there that Bizman shelo yom v'lo laila. You have a mitzvah, v'agisa bo yom v'laila. So you accumulated all the halachas. So you got all the dapim down. So I finished Shas. It's a mitzvah that never ends. It's a mitzvah that goes deeper and deeper. It's unbelievable. There's no study. There's no text. There's nothing in the academic world that's endless. That's a mayim shein lam sof. That Reb Chaim Kanievsky can still discover new things. And even if he wouldn't discover, he's still just as attached. Because there's a v'hagisayo. It's not yediyas haTorah. It's a shaychus to Torah. It's a kesher to Torah. So even though they might have halachas, even though they might have a chiyuv yediyas haTorah, lay their kama halachas, but in mitzvahs limud Torah they're not shayach to. And therefore, the Beis HaLevi disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh that don't tell me that they're going to be chayav. Because the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is connected to the mitzvah of Vargisa, to the aspect of Lima Torah of just having a shaykh's constant learning. And that, Noshim are not connected to, Noshim are not chayavos. So back to what we're talking about over here. So Lamaisa, they're puzzle, and we have a shaila, a shmooze, whether or not they're even chayav when it comes to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Ben. Comes along Taisvis in Gittin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, which Rabbi Akiva Eiger was quoting. So you have a hekesh, you have a connection between tefillin and what, Adam? And Ksiva Sefer Torah. And Ksivas Mezuzah. By the way, are Nashim Chayavas and Mezuzah, Rabbi Isai?
No.
Writing or?
Yeah,
not writing.
They always.
Everyone last year, Bikias Limud.
Yes.
What's last year, Bikias Limud?
Unbound or
fine. No. Not last year. What did we learn last year? Kedushin, yeah. Last year, Bikias Limud. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Va'arachta yamim." The Gemara says, "You're going to have mezuzah. You're going to be marach yamim, right?" Gemara says, "Nashi loybayi chai." Women don't have to live. So already you see, Rabbi Isaiah, it's a perfect example. We don't even have to jump to Sefer Torah. Perfect example of what a mitzvah that they can't do. They're pasul for writing, and what they're chayiv to have it on their mezuzah. It's right there, mezuzah. Parsha Zachar is another shmuz machlik is reshain him whether or not what the nature of the mitzvah. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem in a week. Machlik is the chinuch and the other reshain. Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam takes and extrapolates from our Gemara. De'ein isha oigedes lulav. A woman cannot be bind a lulav, not a lulav together, the dalad minim together. Voise tzitzis. And she can't make tzitzis. Tzitzis is a shaila. What part is part? What at what stage does a tzitzis process making start? For sure, the kshira, perhaps the tviya, and the weaving. Kaven de lemifgada, since they're not mechuyev in that mitzvah. So therefore, they're pasul for all these things. So what did the Rabbeinu Tam say? Lulav and tzitzis, a woman is pasul to make. How do you know? Because they're not mechuyev. So Rabbeinu Tam just expounded this Gemara and now made a general klal that when a woman is not chayavos in a mitzvah, she can't make the mitzvah. Just like the Gemara says, since she's not chayavos in tefillin, she can't write tefillin. So too, any mitzvah in the Torah, Rabbi Yisai, this is a chumra gedayla ad lamoid.
How far does this?
Any mitzvah, that's part of what we have to extrapolate, we have to explore.
So then why does
any mitzvah know that a woman is going to make, she's puzzled. But he said, this is Lamaisa, this is Yediyah Satara, this is not Valgisa.
Why is Sukkot Gambach?
Why are you stealing Tosis Kasha?
Where did Rabbeinu Tam say that?
Rabbi said, this Rabbeinu Tam is such a chiddush, but it's so shver. But it's a Rabbeinu Tam. I didn't say this, Rabbeinu Tam said this. Not only is it not in the Gemara, Zok Jeremy, it makes no sense. It's against the Gemara. Let's see what Tosis says. Ve'ein nira. So this is the Baliyat. Tosis responding to Rabbeinu Tam. Tell me the paslina beresh atchilas. First of all, I have a Gemara menachas up to the Tosis. Because the pasuk, the Gemara in menachas says on daf mem beis amud aleph, tzitzis ba'ayve kechavim didarish b'nei Yisrael va'asu v'loy ba'ayve kechav. What do I see from that Gemara? But you say, how do you know that a guy is pasul from making tzitzis?
B'nei Yisrael.
So what's the implication, Schwartzman? What's the implication?
It's a Jew and not a non-Jew.
Yeah, so what's the implication, Rabbi? Why is that relevant? So that's good. So Rabbeinu Tam would be masking to that. Rabbeinu Tam would agree. What?
It would have excluded women there.
What?
It would have said women also.
Oh, so Zoktaisis, Mechlal di Isha Kshera. It has a pasuk for Goyim, but it sounds like what? Women would be kosher.
But the Maharam,
right? Remember?
Isn't there like a Maharam condition where we learn B'nai Yisrael and not B'nos Yisrael?
Yeah.
That's why we learn that a woman.
Heck of a Rosh and.
And that's for tzitzis.
Like Sakifu, yeah. For tzitzis?
Yeah, so we learn from there that a woman is not allowed to tzitzis. It says B'nai below B'nos.
Not about tzitzis. There is a Maharam Mirumberg that has a drush like that. I don't think we learned it in Kedushin. It's in the last of the Maram Kaimas. Did you see it?
No.
But I don't think we spoke about it in Kedushin. We spoke
about
it. Oh yeah. We're gonna get there. But that's at the end of the Maram Kaimas. Good. There is a Maram River. Excellent. Cloudy Shakshairis. It sounds like what? You have a drusha to be Mamai Goy, but women seem to be fine to make tzitzis. Then Taisa says, Jeremy's Kasha, Amrina Nami, Sukkah's Ganvach, Shera, Parakamba de Sukkah, Tafchesim Abis. What's Taisa's Kasha wiser? Great. Excellent. Taisa Rabbeinu Tam is against our Gemara. Now we understand what Rabbi Kivei, now we understand, Ashkaich Rabbi Kivei, now we got it. Now in Mitzvah Shem next year, we won't have to take all this time to get to it, but. But Rabbi says, now we got it. Rabbi Natan says that. This is so schwer. You got to learn our sugya in light of this machlokes Rabbi Natan and the Pesach. What?
You're not wearing the sukkah.
Who says anything about wearing?
It's making the tzitzis.
So.
And binding a luva.
You don't wear a luva.
We learn luva from sukkah.
Take them on.
We learn luva from sukkah. So if they're allowed to make a sukkah, why can't they make a luva?
You don't apply that to everything.
He is right.
You don't play
Lula. No, we make a separate bracha on taking a lulav, though.
What?
Isn't there like a certain different commandment to make a lulav and to...
What's the mitzvah?
No, not to make a lulav. To when you shake a lulav, make a bracha.
Isn't there like more of a
member of all? I shake each other with the stomach.
One when you make and one when you shake.
Now you know why I put that there on the Maram. Good.
Right.
Good. But I don't understand how this is helping any of us. Lamaisa, Toises has Akasha. Sukkas, Noshim, Arkosha. Everybody say, this is like a murderous kasha against Rabbi Natan. You guys should lose sleep tonight. Rabbi Natan is one of the Rishonim that we live and eat every word he says. It's up against the Farish Gemara. How could he miss this boat? I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with this. This is so difficult. This is a kasha that for Doris people are trying to find the Yisha for.
Do we have one?
There is, maybe. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Could you say that?
Isn't it in
the
Tosos, he answers his own question?
Yeah, but he drops Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, comes along the Rabbeinu the Tosos, the Baalei Tosos against the Rabbeinu Tam. He's arguing with him. So therefore, what? This is a nice share to give in Gemara Gittin when you want to talk about Shilas, like I have a Sefer Torahs, you want to do Beis HaLevis, you want to talk about a person who's going on a trip and he has to get a Sefer Torah from a Reform Rav, from a Reform Shul. That's a great sugya. Nothing to do with what? Sukkah. For Rabbi Yisai Shiner, what did Rabbi Nutam say? Rabbi Nutam applied this to what? To Tzitzis and to Eged Lulav, and he paskin like this La Locha. So, Toysa says, Mikoyach my kasha.
Where do you get the
Mikoyach? I agree.
Find everywhere else.
But what's the difference?
We already add on those two things.
We have to find out.
So Rabbi Yisai, now we have to find out. We now have to find out when we're not going to say that it's limited to Ksharatim Uksavtim. Clearly, Rabbi Nutam did not limit it to a case where you need a ksiva, like, say, for Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzah. Clearly, Rabbi Nutam said that woman would be puzzled for other mitzvahs. What are we going to have to say? We're going to have to what? Make an argument and come up with some chiddush to now say why sukkah, lulav, and tzitzis are different. That's question number one. Okay? That's what I want to hear. What is the difference? What is the difference between Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah? Now,
between Lulav and
if Rabbeinu Tam would have only said it legabe tzitzis, then I could say, you know what, tzitzis does need something that's linked to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. What does tzitzis need? Lishma. Tzitzis needs to be lishma. You possibly, according to some Rishonim, the Rush writes, and the Beis Yosef Paskins and the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila, a person should do this, that a person has to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. By the way, you should know. Guys, you guys, whenever your knots, let's say my knot just came out a little bit, right? So when I, let's just go back a little bit, let's do a little halachah l'maaseh. Everybody said, before you put dalet kanfas on in the morning, okay, Mishnah Berurah says you have to check that your knots are all in order, that your four strings are there, that everything's intact before you put on dalet kanfas. That is a chiyuv b'dika every morning before you put on tzitzis, before you put on your talis gadol. Shabur writes that if a person has no time in the morning, he is allowed to check it before he takes it off, and he can rely on that for the next day. But before you make a bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha on your tzitzis unless you check that everything's intact and everything's kosher. But now I see that my knot's a little bit loose over here. So what am I going to do? I'm going to do what the Mishnah Berurah just said, that lishma is necessary, and the rush is choshesh, that maybe lishma needs an enunciation, and it's not sufficient just to think that it should be l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis. So therefore what? I'm going to now already say, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Now, if the Mishnah Berurah would, if the Rabbeinu Tam would have only said this by tzitzis, I would have said, Rabbeinu Tam holds that in order for me to create lishma, I need what? Someone who's betiris, that mitzvah. I need someone who's betiris, that mitzvah. Someone who's obligated in that mitzvah. He can create a lishma dimension in that mitzvah. Just like the Gemara says, if a guy writes a get, the Gemara in Gittin Adav Chav Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says, Akum Adaita Denafshe Ka'ovid. A guy doesn't have the ability to write lishma. He's not betiris. He's not obligated in that mitzvah, according to what many of the Rishonim learned that Gemara, and that's why I would say that this whole idea of yeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'tziva, and I can even extrapolate it to other areas like tzitzis, that is not a tziva-oriented halacha, but is what? Is something that also requires lishma. We need lishma in the different stages of making the tzitzis. But Rabbi Isa, you know why that's a problem? No! Why is that a problem, Rabbi Isai?
Sukkah doesn't need to be lit.
I know Sukkah doesn't need lishma, and that's great. That's why Sukkah's kosher.
Lulav's
a problem. Lulav doesn't need to be lishma. So why did Rabbeinu Tam say it also by lulav? That makes me argue that it's not just based on lishma. Rabbi Isai, I'm not telling you all of this, but there were people that wanted to explain that Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is based on lishma. I have a very hard time understanding that, Rabbi Isai. I can show you, Rabbi Shechter in Ginas Egos writes that was the explanation for Rabbeinu Tam. I have a very hard time understanding that, because then the extrapolation from tzitzis now to lulav is very difficult. That to say that there's lishma by lulav, so you're going to have to say something else by lulav. So now it becomes very difficult. So let's try to explore, Rabbi Isai, the difficulty in this tesis. How can we differentiate between the cases that Rabbeinu Tam says Ganvach would be puzzle, that Noshim, Danim, Goyim would be puzzle because they're not the terrorists in that mitzvah, they're not obligated in that mitzvah, and our Gemara in Sukkah that says Beferish that Noshim would be Ksheris and even Goyim would be Ksheris. And you don't need to be obligated in the mitzvah to be Miatzer and to create the mitzvah. Oh man, are we? It's done, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, this is a kasha we're going to have to work on. But 1 second, give me one more minute. Rabbi Isai, you guys got to look and explore this is not my only kasha in this sugya. I have another kasha in this sugya. You guys learn tomorrow, Mirta Shem. The Gemara and Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph, you're going to have even more kashas on this Rabbeinu Tam in his extension to Lulav, and it's going to be even more difficult. Mirta Shem will talk about it tomorrow.